Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, gorgeous person. How are you? I am Libby Langley, and I'm here with another episode of Life in Business. Today, I want to talk to you about decluttering. It's one of my favourite things to do. Love getting rid of stuff. I find it really cathartic. I find it really enjoyable. And I don't know, I feel lighter, maybe, the less stuff that I have. But anyway, doesn't mean that I don't still have a ton of stuff. But I think probably quite a lot less than other people. And let me tell you what's inspired this episode. I've been watching, and it's well worth a download if you find it. I watch it on Sky, The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning. It's a TV series that's based on a book, and it's just such a lovely program. So Swedish death cleaning is a thing that it's about life. That's what they say. Death cleaning is about living life. And it's about preparing yourself and your possessions and your family and your friends for the fact that one day you're not going to be here anymore. And one day we're all not going to be here anymore, right? And it's just such a lovely matter of fact and positive and life-affirming program. And the people featured in the program, they're all walks of life and all different situations. There was one woman with stage 4 cancer, so she knew that she had limited time left. And there were other people who just felt they were living too much in the past. Somebody who'd got all of their parents' stuff from when their parents died a couple of years ago. The basement, it's set in America, so they've all got basements full of stuff, right? But I suppose we have lofts over here in the UK. But it's just such a really, really lovely program. And I kind of wanted to do an episode about it. Not about that specifically, but about decluttering, because I just think that we can hang on to stuff in our business and expectations in our business that just don't serve us at all, right? It's saying that I don't have much stuff. I mean, when we moved, each time I've moved, I've got rid of a lot of stuff. And in the last move, we did move to a smaller house, but it's got the same number of rooms. The rooms are just slightly smaller. So furniture-wise, we didn't get rid of anything. But stuff-wise, we did. Because what I said was that I didn't want a loft full of stuff that I didn't know what was in it. It just seemed so utterly pointless. So actually, that was the move before last. I got rid of all of my school A-level folders of work. I mean, it was not a good time for me anyway. There were subjects I was not interested in. And I didn't do particularly well in them because I wasn't interested in them. And it's like, why have I kept this folder about I can't even remember. You see, that's terrible, isn't it? But, you know, like Greek vases and I'm not interested. Sorry, Dad, he was the teacher. It's not something that interests me. So why have I kept all these essays about stuff that I've not read in 30 years? And that's how long ago it was. And I'm never going to read again. So everything just went in the recycling. And it felt really good. It felt really good to let go of that. And I guess to let go of the expectation and disappointment surrounding that particular period of my life. And it was just stupid. It was just really stupid. It seemed to me really stupid to just be carrying this stuff around. And when we moved from the last house to this house, we partboarded the loft in the last house and it was filled with, you know, obligatory boxes of stuff. When we moved to this house, we said, right, we're not going to, because new houses, you have to board your own loft, they don't come boarded. So we said, we're only going to do one tiny strip of boarding in the loft so that we can only put like my husband's guitar case and a Christmas tree. That's literally all that's in there. Everything else has to be accommodated in the house somewhere. And the way our lounge is set up, we've got some bookcases, but our sofas are in front of them. So the two bottom shelves of these bookcases, big, deep shelves, that's where the boxes have gone. And I'm watching this Swedish death cleaning, the Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning TV program. I'm like, what is behind the sofa? And it's three bookcases and three shelves at the bottom that we can't see because it's behind it. So it's not much stuff, right? Maybe a foot deep, these shelves. So it isn't much stuff. I'm like, so I've got all the letters from my teenage pen pals. I had one down in Gosport in Hampshire and I had one in Bari in Italy. And I wrote to them for a few years. And yeah, why have I still got the letters? I haven't read them in 35 years, probably, or even since I received any of them. Why have I still got them? I'm never going to read them again. And, you know, when I'm no longer here, I'm not sure I want anyone else to read them, really, because God knows what's in them. It might be some really private teenage stuff. I've got my couple of teenage diaries that I wrote, and that's fine. And I keep them because they kind of, oh, I'll do an episode about that sometime. They're quite funny. But you know, it's just, I don't know why we keep this stuff. And there's kind of an emotional attachment to things sometimes in life and in business that doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense at all. And so we are implementing a policy in this house, because I love a rule, I love a policy, that if we're never going to use it or we're never going to look at it, then it goes. And we haven't yet started this process, but we will. It's more of a like winter Sunday project, you know, rainy Sunday project, but we will. We're definitely going to do it. And it's kind of funny how in your business you accumulate stuff too. Like I had a big tidy up of my desk. I have kind of storage at the side of the desk. It's a desk that's got like two sides to it, or an L-shaped desk, and one side of it has all this storage in it. And I thought, right, I'm just going to go through all this stuff and just make sure that it is all stuff that I needed. A few months ago, this was. And there was a little box, an old shoe box, that was taped up that had obviously been moved, come in the last house move, and had gone stored away in my desk and never looked at it. And it said on it, cables and chargers. Yeah, everybody's got something like that, right? And so I opened this box of cables and chargers that was neatly labelled. And I mean, I don't know what they're for. And I said to my husband, right, come on, I don't know why I've got this stored in my desk, because I clearly don't need any of these chargers. Though it's 18 months since we moved. Must have been then. We don't need this. And he's like, yeah, but we might. And so we have in our spare room, we have one of those lift up beds. So now it's gone in the bed. And I'm like, but why? We don't know what's in it. But look at these chargers. No, we didn't even know they were there. They would have stayed here forever if I hadn't have done the desk clear out. And so it's things like that, that kind of, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, we can donate this stuff. We can recycle this stuff. Well, some of it does have to go to landfill, unfortunately. But we can reuse and recycle things always and support other people who might need some cables and chargers, you know? But it's strange how we hold on to things and how actually that it's not helpful in terms of headspace, and it's not helpful in terms of physical space either. And things like in a business, in your business, I guess in your life as well, but if you never saw it again, would you miss it? Is the comfort of just knowing that it exists what matters, or is it having physically being able to see it or touch it? What is it that is meaning that you keep stuff or you hold on to stuff? And I think it's partly, my husband has some stuff from his parents, and he doesn't, this old suitcase that's stuff full of, got stuff in from his parents who, you know, unfortunately died years and years ago. And he doesn't even know what's in it. And he says he doesn't even know if he's ever been through it. But it's like there's a comfort in kind of having it. But also, what's the point in having it? Because you don't even know what's in it. So it's really interesting, the kind of psychology around it and the emotions that we attach to stuff. But if you said, oh, I'm just going to get rid of this, you wouldn't miss it because you didn't know what was in it anyway. So it's really strange, right? So in your business, what do you have that you're holding on to for reasons that you're not really sure about? Or if you do know the reasons, what's the thought process behind those reasons, right? What is it that you're frightened of, or what comfort is it that you need? How many boxes of cables and adapters do you have? Charge, just in case. And we don't have one of those drawers. You know, some people, you remember, you have one, like a drawer in the kitchen often that just has things in it. I've never had one of those because that is mess that I couldn't possibly cope with. But yeah, I know a lot of people have that. And it's like, but why do you need that? What's in that? You don't need that. You need a charger in each room. Maybe we have a charger in each room. And other than that, you need to keep some travel adapters, and that's probably it, right? And so because we accumulate stuff and we live with stuff. And a very real business example of that is electronic clutter, of which there is much. So email inboxes, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many you've got in yours, but mine did go up to over 3,000 emails in my inbox, and that was stress beyond stress for me. I would say, and I would know, that I'd lost control of my inbox. And for me, control, because I'm autistic, but control is really, really important to me, of just knowing where things are and why, right? I suppose it's almost like a coping mechanism for me. Mess is awful to me. I find it very, very stressful. Everything has its place, and everything, there's a reason why everything is in that place, right? Even if it is a box of, it was a very neat box of chargers and cables. But the email inbox, I knew that it was kind of it was stressing me out. And so I sat for maybe an hour, it didn't take that long, and I went through and I filed stuff that needed filing, I actioned stuff that needed actioning, and everything. I delete stuff as I go, so nothing needed deleting because, yeah, if it's not interesting, it gets deleted straight away. And I'm down to one page, so it goes to like a maximum of, what, 25 or something now that I can see on my computer screen. And to me, that's much more manageable. And I know that everything in there, if it needs actioning, I leave it as unread. Or I put it back as unread if I have read it. And other than that, it's things like I'm either waiting for a reply to, or yeah, maybe I'm just going to look at that. And eventually they get dealt with, filed or deleted, right? And it's a pretty simple system. But having everything visible on one page is not stressful for me at all. I know what's there and I know why it's there. So decluttering an inbox is something really important. And because we build this stuff up, right? We build it up, and it's just pressure. It's just like having piles of stuff around you all the time. And, you know, that's very difficult. I know, particularly if you have ADHD, the kind of tidiness and keeping things where they want to be. I mean, I'm autistic ADHD, but my autism is stronger. Therefore, the tidiness and need for order is way stronger in me. But I know that it can be really hard and really challenging to deal with this and to sort stuff out and to bring logic and order to stuff. But there are people who can help with that. You know, all of these things, if it's something that you struggle with, and we all have things that we struggle with, then there are people who can help, right? Be it a VA who can help you sort out your inbox, be it an actual like decluttering person who can come around to your house or your office and sort stuff out. There are people who can help. So it's never that you're on your own, but it's kind of important that this stuff happens because we need headspace and we need physical space in order to be able to breathe and think. It's as simple as that, really. I remember one of the first jobs that I had, they used to say, a tidy desk is a tidy mind. And I used to think it was hilarious. But at the end of every day, we all had to tidy our desks and put stuff away. And I guess I kind of learned I realized the importance of that for me way back then. And I do have, three different notebooks on the go, but there's a system to that for me, and they sit in a particular place and I reference them when I need that particular notebook for that particular thing. But other than that, it is tidy. You know, my mug goes on the mat, my water goes next to it, my laptop sits there. You know, everything has a very definite place. And yeah, if you didn't know I was autistic, come and look at my desk. It's understanding why, and it's about ease of working and ease of, kind of ease of access to stuff. So let me say another thing about email inboxes. I don't know how many email lists you've subscribed to, but I imagine it's quite a lot. And if you add your business subscriptions, email lists that you're on, with your personal ones, oh my goodness me, that's a lot, right? You know that you can unsubscribe from these things, yeah? You know that you don't have to keep getting these emails that you never read or you file to read later, which you will never do. Nobody will ever do that. You can unsubscribe. And that's really worth doing, because if you can get it down to just the really useful emails that are going to move you forward in your business, that's a load lightener, right? Because you know that those emails that land the email list ones that land in your when you email list you've subscribed to, when they land in your inbox, you know that they're going to be worth reading, right? I would strongly suggest that you do subscribe to my emails, because they are always useful. Absolutely promise you that. So if you want them, go to libbylangley.com/email and you can get them. Worth subscribing to. Do not unsubscribe, because you're going to miss out. No, seriously, if you get my emails and you don't like them, I mean, it's unlikely that you would unsubscribe from my emails if you listen to my podcast. But anyway, maybe you prefer spoken word to written word. But anyway, you are free to unsubscribe, of course, because if you're not going to read it and you're not interested in it and it's something in your inbox that you don't want, fine. Yeah, get rid of it. You know, that's how things should be. And there's an element of ruthless efficiency to this, because we can hold on to things, but we don't really know why. You know, the Marie Kondo, unsurprisingly, I'm a big fan of her, Does It Spark Joy? It is, I read her book and then watched her, was it Netflix series? Can't remember where it was, you know, years ago. And that is still something that we say in this house, is particularly with clothes. But it's like, does it spark joy? Does it make me feel good when I'm wearing it? And it's like, yes, no, maybe, sometimes. And so the sometimes it's like special occasion stuff, but the yes and the no, it's like, well, just get rid of it then. Oh yeah, okay, I can just get rid of it. And, you know, you don't really miss anything much if it's gone to, if it's gone to charity and you know that somebody else is going to be making use of it. It's quite empowering that, and it's quite a nice feeling there. So declutter your physical stuff and your physical space. Start with your office or your workspace, because that's where you need your freedom of mind, freedom of thought, and freedom of space. If there's stuff everywhere, it can be really, really challenging. Okay. But work in the way that you need to work. Like I say, I have three different notebooks, and I've got my podcast notes there, and I've got a couple of post-it notes there. And, you know, that's how I need to work. But it's neat. I'm not having to climb over loads of stuff to get to my desk, right? And look at your email inbox, because that is something that is a big kind of declutterer. I periodically go through the tabs that I have open, because I have a lot open, because if it's something that I use regularly, I keep it open. But then sometimes I go through and I'm like, no, I don't remember what this was, or I'm clearly never going to finish this course that I bought. So let's just close it down. But be mindful of what the clutter is around you, yeah, and the various forms that it takes. And on that note, let's talk about friends and business associates. Maybe time to declutter some of them. It is, and family, it is very challenging to stay on, choose my words very carefully here, but to stay on the path that you want to go on when the people around you don't understand that path and are not going to follow you and aren't necessarily the most supportive about it. You can break ties with friends or just, you know, dwindle the relationship if they're not kind of enhancing your life. And you find new people, right? You find new people. A lot of the people that I talk to, and I mean, I mostly meet up with people at conferences and I talk to them, keep in touch with them via a messaging app or other, right? I don't talk to people on the phone and I don't very often see people unless it's at conferences and events, but that's fine. You know, that works for me and that works for them. And a lot of my friends are neurodivergent, so we all have these kind of dip in, dip out relationships. But the majority of people that I class as very close friends, they're in business too, so they get it. And over the years, the people who, you know, I don't know, people just come and go, you know? So that's kind of quite interesting. But if somebody isn't supporting you or isn't serving you or triggers you, be they an actual friend, physical friend in real life, or be they like someone you connected with online, you can phase out the friendship. You can unfollow them on social media. You can make your space, be that physical or online, you can make your space what you need it to be. And that can be really challenging to do, really challenging. And there can be upset around that. But if it feels like the thing that you want to do to move you forward, then that's what you got to do, right? It's your life and you have to live it in the way that you want to. So you just got to make these tough decisions sometimes because life has got to be happy and life has got to be what you need it to be. So, and also events. Might be that you sign up for some events that actually aren't really serving you anymore, turns out, or you've booked and paid to go to events, but they don't feel like the right thing to do or the right crowd to be there or whatever. So it's okay to just either stop going or to say, I know I paid for this, but it doesn't feel like the right thing for me to do, so I'm not going to do it. And just to make that decision and just to step back from things, you are completely in control of what it is that you want to do. And I guess even, you know, that even goes for clients and for work that you do. You know, generally speaking, if you've committed to do something like speaking at an event, then you need to turn up and do it, right? Particularly if you've been paid to do it. But you can make the decision that you're not going to do any more events like that. You're not going to speak at any more events if you don't want to. You can kind of declutter that from something that you do. And that's very, very healthy because it helps to shape the business that you want, you really want, and therefore the life that you really want, right? Because remember that these things dovetail together. I used to do an awful lot of in-person networking and it's always been really good for my business, right? But when we moved to a new area, well, I wanted to do it again. I wanted to find the groups that had always been so helpful and had made so many lovely friendships through with other business owners and people I'm still in touch with, people I'm still friends with, people, you know, we speak every 3 years or something, but it's great. It's lovely. You know that you kind of understand each other. And I really wanted to recreate that for the new area that we live in. But bar one, I guess, I haven't been able to do that. I haven't been able to find the same kind of space and place with the same kind of people. I don't know why. It doesn't seem to kind of exist around here in the same way. And so I've sort of stopped trying. I've stopped looking for it. And I've gone back to connecting with people online and talking to people online and then meeting up in person at various conferences and events that we go, you know, bigger conferences and events that we go to. And that works really, really well for me. And it's just, I don't have to kind of, I've given myself permission not to chase stuff in the same way, not to try and recreate, but to allow something new and different to come. And that's great. It's really freeing. So you can do the same. You can do the same sort of thing. You can let go of the stuff that's no longer serving you or you no longer want to do. And all of this decluttering, be it physical, be it digital, be it emotional, it frees up a lot of headspace and physical space and emotional space. And that space allows you to say yes to the things that you really want to say yes to. It allows you to be more creative because you're not weighed down by all this stuff. And it allows you to let the right thing in. Yeah. If you're open, if you know what you want and what you don't want because you've got rid of it all, right? You've decluttered it. It allows what you do actually want in. It allows the space for that, and mentally and physically. And I just think that that's such a powerful thing. So whilst getting rid of stuff is hugely enjoyable, the big charity bags, you know, they make me extraordinarily happy. It's actually, it's deeper than that. It's the what it allows for. And it's that space, what that space allows to happen. And it is really some kind of magic, I swear, that just releasing the pressure of having allows the pleasure of being. It's great. It's wonderful. So what I suggest that you do is get the book or watch the series of The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning. And then think about how you want to live your life and how the stuff that you've got, mental and physical, business and personal, is kind of impacting that and stopping you get to where you really want to be. And I promise you that if you go through this exercise, you don't have to watch the series, right? Just listen to what I've told you here about decluttering and why it's so important. It will help you grow. It will help you grow emotionally, it will help you grow mentally, it will help your business grow. And that's the really important thing here. That's what I'm here for, is healthy business growth. And this is going to make a difference. So off you go, get yourself some bin bags and make a start. And do not be afraid to hit that delete or unsubscribe button or unfollow button with anything digital. It's going to change your life and it's just going to make everything so much better. So yeah. So tell me how this goes for you. Message me on Instagram at Libby Langley or LinkedIn. I'm Libby Langley there too. Or you can email me. I'd love to hear from you. It's always super to hear from people. So go get rid of some stuff and let the goodness in. Lots of love. I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.